My name is Shredda, and this is The Lightner Side of Things, Practitioner Perspectives in School Psychology, a place for school psychology practitioners to come together and share experiences and insights about their work. Thanks for doing this with me today. And I have Sarah Barton and Rebecca Bertuccio, and I wanted to talk to you guys about being a first-year school psychologist, because I think there's lots of like nuances and specific challenges of being a school psychologist in your first year of practice. And I think there's a lot of insight to be gained by learning from your experiences and perspectives. And then we entered this whole new world of self-isolation and working from home and teletherapy and Zoom, which kind of adds a whole other layer to things. So I was really interested in just hearing from you guys about being a first-year psychologist and then this whole new layer and whole new world we're in too, and your perspectives on that as first years. So you want to tell us about yourselves first? Maybe Sarah, we can start with you.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be able to share all of my experiences with you guys. But my school that I went to Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And I'll just tell you a little bit about the program that I went to. It was a program that you were able to do part-time, and it was at night, 1 or 2 days a week, and they spread it over the course of 4 years. But there was also the added component of the BCBA certification, the Board Certified Behavior Analyst track, which you could do the 5 courses that you need in order to be able to sit for your BCBA exam. So that was really an added feature to my program that was really attractive to me and has impacted my career in that I went through and did the certification, and now I'm a BCBA and a school psychologist. So that is giving me a little bit of a different lens on my practice and my career. Was that all that you would like to know, or would you like to know more?
No, that was great for sure. That definitely gives you a different lens. Rebecca, do you want to tell us about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I went to graduate school at Penn State University. So I was in their school psychology program there. They have a PhD program, so that's what I was in. And I'll be graduating from there in August, fingers crossed, making sure everything goes as planned. My program didn't have a focus on, behaviorism and BCBA things like Sarah was just mentioning, but we did have a lot of opportunities to engage in research and also practice. So it was, we followed a scientist practitioner model. So we had a nice mix of both. And that is a really big background for me, and it definitely built into my practice today. So that's a really big part of how I do things. I'm always kind of looking back on the research and always reading articles about how to inform my practice. So I'm staying true to that model today. So yeah, that's pretty much it about how I ended up at Penn State, or well, not how I ended up there, but, you know, my experience there.
Yeah, and it's funny, you guys come from such different programs and different perspectives in your training, but I'm sure, full disclosure, we've all worked together before, we work together now. So I know a little bit about what you guys kind of have been through and a little bit about kind of your perspectives already. So it's funny that you guys have had similar experiences or situations and challenges, I think, but come from such different programs and have maybe like different training background.
Yeah, I definitely, it's interesting to see it kind of come all together, because we all, our circles kind of intermix here and there, but I think a lot of the stuff that we experience day to day is very similar in the issues and challenges that we are facing. And we all kind of handle them a little bit differently based on our, you know, history and our training and what we were taught in graduate school. But I feel like we've been good, like, colleagues and able to offer new perspectives to each other, in that Rebecca always sees something different, or Shred always sees something different in when I'm dealing with a situation that maybe wasn't the first thing on my mind. So I think there's a lot of value in the different perspectives, because we all kind of have that same mindset to start with, but the nuances of perspective and backgrounds and stuff has been really interesting to see.
So throughout this first year, what do you think has surprised you the most about being a school psych?
Rebecca, you want to take that one first?
Sure. So what has surprised me most? I think I was surprised by how much energy this job takes. You know, I had before, you know, having my current job, I had talked to other friends who were already in the field, and I knew that they were busy, and I knew that they were taking work home and, like, just trying to get so many things done. And I think that's just the nature of the job itself. We hold so many roles and, you know, put on many different hats, but I guess you don't really know until you're in it. So I just didn't realize, like, how much of yourself you have to put into it. And it could be really emotionally exhausting, but it's all worth it. It's all worth it. It's just, it takes a lot out of me. I remember the first couple of weeks of the job, I'd come home from work and I would just take a nap every day. And it took me about like a month before I started to, like, you know, wean myself off of taking naps. And I got used to, like, you know, the amount of energy that you had to put into it. So that was what surprised me most, I think.
I think similarly, you don't realize how, like, all encompassing it is in my life. Like, I try and separate, you know, like, work from personal life and things, but I think kind of what I was saying before, like, perspectives and backgrounds, and that all ends up, like, feeding into, like, who I am as a person. So I feel like at work, you know, I'm doing the best that I can, and I go home and then I still have things on my mind from work and families and kids and, you know, conversations that I had with different staff. And I didn't realize, you know, that would kind of, like, go with me and impact, you know, my, you know, when I am out on the weekends with friends, just that my perspective and the things that happen to me during the week are affecting the conversations that I have and the topics that I'm bringing up and the things that I'm passionate about. So it's just been an interesting turn to see how everything is kind of related and impacting my views and my perspective in other areas.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Sarah. I think you and I have had a conversation before about, like, having an identity outside of being a school psychologist. And sometimes it's really hard because that is our identity. Like, that is a really big part of what we do. And it does kind of follow you around everywhere. So while it is important to, you know, have hobbies and interests and do things outside of your work, it consumes you, and it's hard to kind of separate that, but it's not a bad thing. It's just interesting, and it's probably something that I didn't really expect either before this year.
Do you feel like, both of you, do you guys feel like over the year you found ways to deal with that in a better way, or you feel like you've just kind of accepted that that's what it is?
I feel like, I mean, working with you, Shredda, you've been really influential in my ability to set boundaries, because I think, when you kind of start your career, you kind of go where the wind blows you in terms of like figuring out how you are as a professional and how you're gonna, you know, make your entrance into the field. And I think it's been really nice having like you kind of alongside me to, you've always been really good about your boundaries. And I think that's super important to start off your career like that, because I've worked with a couple psychs who are more later in their career and there's no boundaries and they're doing a lot of work from home and they don't have a lot of time for themselves, and hard to separate work from reality. But I think, you know, it's been super important, and I'm really appreciative of having someone who is so like aware of their boundaries, of just like respecting their own time and mental energy. And even as simple as saying like, are you in a place right now where you can hear me tell you about this? Like, that's very respectful. And so that's been really, I feel like, great for me to start off with someone who's just so aware of that. That was long-winded, but yeah.
I'll pay you later, Sarah.
No payment necessary.
Yeah, I feel like I've also had people who I have turned to this year who have kind of demonstrated that to me, to put up those boundaries and to kind of make that for yourself. I think at the beginning of the year, I had a harder time with setting boundaries because, like, you know, you want to do so much and you want to kind of give your school all the attention that it needs. But so I think, like, sometimes in the beginning, you can kind of lose sight of, like, also taking care of yourself. So, so yeah, I think it took a lot of, like, collaboration with other psychs in, that I work with, and just kind of, like, following their model and, like, you know, having, developing a firm no when you need to. And but sometimes, like, you know, now that we're in this pandemic, I know we're going to talk about that more, but I think it's been hard because now you're at home and your work is also in your home. So I've been trying to, like, set up physical boundaries in my apartment. Like, you know, I have a room in my apartment that is my work room. And then, like, when I am done for the day, I close my door and it stays in there. So I'm trying to, like, create that separation so that I can, like, still be a human after all of that.
Yeah, for sure. That makes such a big difference. Little things like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, let's talk about the pandemic. This, I think,
let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's jump right in. I feel like it kind of threw people for a loop, even though we kind of, I guess, should have expected it. How have you guys been doing? Are you staying safe? Are you doing okay with it?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really fully knew the giant impact of what this would look like. I think we all thought, you know, oh, schools are probably going to close, and but not really knowing what that would even look like initially. But I think the first few weeks were the toughest, the first two, of not knowing anything, of just, you know, being at home and having your brain kind of realize, like, oh, this could be happening for a very long time. And the news was really challenging. And but I think once that became more normal and more like, okay, this is how it is, this is my routine. You know, I tried to set up times when I would work out, try to set up times, you know, try to set an alarm at least to get up at the same time every day. And trying to establish those new routines at home. I think that went a long way in helping. Because now it just feels normal. I think initially it was very scary and anxiety producing and uncertain. And now I'm just used to it. And, you know, I think with any transition or, you know, change, there's that period of just, like, you know, so I think now doing a lot better than at least initially.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think at first I was definitely really scared. I mean, I do still have moments where I have, you know, the times of anxiety and worry about what's happening in the world right now. But I do think, like, you know, the first couple of weeks, I'd be like waking up in the middle of the night, like in a panic about like not knowing what's happening and what the future will bring. Like that uncertainty was what was really difficult for me. But then now that everything's kind of been set up, like now I find myself waking up in the middle of the night panicking about like a Zoom meeting I have tomorrow or something like that. So I've definitely gotten used to it. I think I've had to start really planning my self-care. So I had to start coming up with ways to take care of myself when I do have those waves of, you know, feeling down or feeling sad. Like now I have to make sure I'm like scheduling like video calls with my friends or with my family for when those times do happen. So it's been an adjustment, and it's adjusting to, you know, a new normal. So I think I'm getting used to it now.
I was actually thinking about this the other day, about if this is what school psychology was presented to me as like Zoom meetings and telepractice and making phone calls from home. If that was what it was when I was first introduced to school psychology, if that's what I knew it as, like, would I have still gone down this path and been in this field? I don't know how you guys feel about that, especially being so early in your careers.
Yeah, I definitely, it's an interesting thing. I haven't thought about that actually now until you just brought it up, but I think we all got into this field at least at some point for like the human interaction with kids and with teachers and being able to help. And, you know, the whole being in a school environment is something that is attractive to all of us. And removing that from this definitely adds a layer of, I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but it's definitely different than what we got into. And I think I'd have to agree that it's not my ideal, you know, long-term plan, but I think we all in the back of our minds have that, you know, like it will be back and we'll be back into school and that will be, you know, what we know and what we love and what we got into initially. So in the time being, it's just this weird limbo of consulting with teachers via email and Zoom sessions, you know, with kids that some kids that I haven't seen actually in person for a counseling session, which is a weird thing to do initially. But I think there's the hope that it's going to get back to what we know and what we love. And that is hopefully what's keeping everybody going. And yeah.
I think we were fortunate to have had the first half of the year to get to know our students. I think, like, you know, if this pandemic were to have happened at the beginning of the year, I think I would have been feeling much differently. Like I would have been kind of more worried about what to do. But I think because I got to know my students, I feel a little bit better about how to approach things moving forward. And, you know, this isn't really ever what I pictured for being a school psychologist. But I will say that at Penn State, I was part of a research project for several years called Teleconsult. And what we did was we would provide consultative services to military families who had a child with autism. And the reason being because services can be so limited all over the nation and across the world for people who are in the military. So a lot of times I'd have to get to know clients for the first time over video chat. And I think having that experience has made me feel much more relaxed about, you know, forming relationships with students over Zoom and doing counseling sessions that way. So like, Sarah, I hear what you're saying. Like, sometimes you've never met these kids in person and now you're going to start a Zoom session with them. That could feel kind of weird. But I feel like me personally having that background has made me feel better about moving to kind of a telepractice model. And in a way, I am trying to find the silver linings in what's been happening, because that's what helps me get through some of the days some days. And I do feel that in a way, like, we are learning so many new skills right now. So this is something that I'm sure many of our colleagues never would have thought they would have had to do before, but now they're learning something new and it's just kind of expanding our skill set. So, you know, school psychologists are known for doing all the things, and we sure are.
No,
I was just gonna say, I think this would be a whole different ballgame if it was in the beginning of the year, like you were saying. We've had the majority of the year to get to know our kids and get to know, like, the field and our expectations and kind of fit ourselves into this role that we've been training to be in for so long. So right as I was starting to feel comfortable, this curveball was kind of thrown. So I think, yeah, I think I was starting to feel comfortable. And so I felt okay transitioning to being at home. And I felt like I had my feet under me as much as I could in my first year. And so I felt like, all right, we're all going through this new thing together. So it's not just me as a new person. It's all of us kind of figuring it out as it's happening. But I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Sarah, you mentioned, like, right as you were starting to feel comfortable, all of this kind of happened. Do you guys think that this transition was easier or harder or the same for you guys because you are, like, earlier in your careers? And I know, Rebecca, you already had some prep for this with your background, so maybe it was a little bit easier for you. But, you know, just in general, that transition, do you think it was it a little bit better because you just went through a transition, so you're kind of already in that mode, or was it harder or still adapting?
I think in some ways it was probably easier because, you know, the past couple of months have been a huge adjustment period. So every day was kind of a new adventure for me. And this was just kind of another new adventure in a way. You know, even though everything is very difficult, it's because we've had to kind of acclimate to a new setting, a new environment, a new job. Like, there was so much newness that we were adjusting to. And I kind of got used to, like, all right, this is what we got to do every day. We got to adjust. So I think in some ways it made it easier. I'm trying to picture whether I'd feel the same way if I were, like, you know, 10 years into the job. I don't know, maybe, like, we're just in a place where we have had to be really flexible. So I think I got used to that. But I think, I don't know, it's hard because all school psychologists are flexible. So I want to say that everybody was kind of, like, able to adjust.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Rebecca, because at least this year, I mean, it was our first year, so I was kind of trying to always be on my toes, like, not know what's coming next, and trying to learn how to be okay with that, because that, I feel like, is something that I've been working on this year. You know, I can't plan what today's going to look like or tomorrow's going to look like, even though I have this whole list of things to do. Like, that may not happen for another week. You don't know. So I feel like I was adjusting my personality and my routine to just be like, go with the flow. Something's going to come out of left field. You're never going to expect it. And just like act, you know, on your toes or kind of in that fight or flight, like I'm ready to go. Got to be ready for anything. So I feel like right as we were getting like ready, we had, I don't know, we had, I was starting to feel comfortable, but trying to still be on my toes, be expecting things. And, you know, here comes this whole situation. So I don't know, maybe it's our first year. So it just feels like this is how crazy it's supposed to be. So I don't know, maybe, yeah, maybe it made it a little easier. Who knows?
If you could give a use from 1 year ago, any advice, not just now that you know we're in a pandemic and have switched to distance learning, not just given that, but given the whole year since August or September and everything you've kind of been through this year, what do you think you would tell the you from 1 year ago?
So I guess I was really worried coming into my first year, really anxious, just feeling pretty uncertain, didn't know what to expect, kind of expecting the worst, hoping for the best, expecting the worst. But I think it's important to trust what you do know and what you were trained and the experiences that you had before coming into your first year, because everyone is new coming in on their first year, whatever type of position it is. And there's a lot, I would say, especially for this job, it's a lot of on the job building specific nuances that I would just never have been able to prepare for. I have, you know, my bag of tricks that I've learned, but there's still a lot to learn that I could not have prepared for. So I think something that I would have just said was just to, you know, relax. Like, everyone's new at some point and you're going to learn what you need to learn in due time and get those experiences, and just to embrace the day to day, that stuff's going to come up. You can't plan for it, and just be okay not knowing, and just kind of going with the flow as best you can, because it's so easy to stress out and be anxious about, like we said, the future and uncertainty. And I think we all do that as graduate students going into our first year, but yeah, trust the process. It all works out.
I like that. I wish I could have told myself that. I also wish if I could give myself advice a year ago, I probably would have said that it's okay not to know all the answers. So I think, like, similar to what you were saying, Sarah, I was really nervous going into this position just because I felt like I had to know everything. And I do feel like my graduate program prepared me really well for the job. So I don't know why I was so nervous, but like you were saying, everybody's nervous their first time going to a new job. So yeah, I would just tell myself, like, it's okay not to know everything. Like, people are there to help you, and it's okay to reach out for help. And I think that's why being a school psychologist is so great, because everything you do is almost done as a team. So I like that. And I like that I can reach out to people for help, and that we're all there for each other. And I think especially now during this time, while we're all adjusting, I think that's especially important to remember. Like, we're all getting used to this together, and we might not have all the answers right now, but there are lots of people out there who are coming up with things, and we're going to get through it together. So it's just a matter of doing your best. And like you said, trusting the process. So that's what I'd say.
Yeah, those are two really good pieces of advice that I wish I had too when I was an intern and going into my first year. And I think it kind of speaks to the fact that as school psychologists, we're really highly trained in a lot of different things, but we also have to make it okay for ourselves to just keep learning and know that we don't always have to have all the answers. We can trust the process and rely on our teams and just learn as we go too.
Yeah, I think that was a huge thing that I maybe underestimated the impact of, like, the team that you work with and even your, like, greater team outside of that, like, the district's, like, psychologists as a team. And my cohort from graduate school, we still have a group chat that is, you know, a mix of, like, venting about the things, a mix of, like, this amazing thing happened today and I just need to tell you guys, and a mix of just, you know, like, encouragement and just helping your friends get through difficult times. So that, you know, my cohort has been a team for me that I found a lot of support in, as well as our, you know, district-wide psychologists. You know, they know a lot of the similar things that we're going through, but especially our building level teams and the people that we work with day to day. I underestimated how much I would value them and, you know, rely on them. But then it goes both ways, that they can rely on me and we all help each other out. That's been, like, one of the best parts of my first year.
Good to hear. I'm glad you guys are having a good first year experience with its own challenges and, you know, things. But, you know, I really enjoyed this conversation. And thank you so much for doing this and talking to us about your experiences. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to The Leitner Side of Things. If you have any feedback or topic ideas, let me know on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SGERA99. See you at the next episode.